want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade with shafafa.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chilaquiles. We'd returned home after a trip to Arizona, and despite being so proximate to Mexico, I had not gotten my fill of Mexican food. Maybe because my taste buds were so primed but denied, I had to hit up a local spot in the 305 for what was in all likelihood the first ethnic food I'd ever experienced. Ha! Now that opens up a linguistic wrestling match that's bell is ringing across the land. What is and what is not ethnic food? But I have only so much time, and instead of debating, let's eat. My wife, Janet, and I slipped on to the well-worn wooden chairs of a place on 8th Street we find faith in for simple but honestly cooked Mexican cookery. It was not yet noon. We hadn't eaten yet, so a dish featuring an egg appealed to my growling belly. And that dish is named chilaquiles, our word on food for this week, my faithful listeners. For those who have not yet ventured past the tacos, enchiladas, burritos, flautas, gorditas, quesadillas, and so on, chilaquiles showcase the thrifty, utilitarian nature of good home cooks everywhere in that it repurposes one's fresh tortillas and makes them perfectly fine after being immersed in a salsa. You can order the verde or the rojo, green or red in inglés. Some practitioners like to keep the chips more on the crispy side. For them, the technique is to add the chosen salsa at the end. I am of the soaking is good school. My chef pal, Dean Fearing, who is known by many as the daddy of the new Southwestern cooking, was the first person to prepare chilaquiles for Janet and me. We'd gone to Dallas to cook at a fundraiser there years ago when Dean was helming the grand Mansion on Turtle Creek Hotel. Like some of us across America, then, he had come to realize that food celebrating our astonishing immigrant diversity was the golden key to putting powerful dishes in front of our cosmopolitan guests. Dean had an excellent vantage point to learn the finer aspects of a very complex cuisine that was found in Mexico for centuries before him. When he made us chilaquiles, he didn't mess with tradition, but he did execute the dish with a marksman's expertise. In Dean's fine cookbook, The Texas Food Bible, he admits that chilaquiles are as wide open to interpretation. Or, in Dean's words, and I wish I could do justice to his Kentucky meets Texas way of speaking, this is a true clean-out-the-fridge dish. Another word for the stale tortillas is totopos, and if I finally do open up my dream cantina and have a menu spotlighting these beloved Mexican dishes, I will be appropriating that word. It sounds so much better than stale. Another great book to have if you love Mexican cooking is Tacopedia. The authors Deborah Holtz and Juan Carlos Mena write, "Freshly fried totopos are bathed in plenty of salsa and served with onion, cheese, and sour cream. They can be topped with different kinds of meat and even eggs. I added a shake of the table salt to my egg. I could see it didn't have any as we looked over our comida." And as the author, Luis Buñuel, was quoted as saying, "Sex without sin is like an egg without salt." Chew on that. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple.